you know, that as leftist Stewie recoiled in horror and said, I don't want to do this anymore because you're not an idiot. So I posted a Pepe meme.
Oh, no.
You know, like the dancing. And then all of a sudden now I can't tag people anymore. So I think I'm being punished by Zuck.
But you're kind of, we're going to be talking somewhat about this.
Right.
In a little bit.
I'm being punished. It's a slap on the hand.
We just started, by the way, the YouTube version of the show. You missed the, I brought us in mid-Niz rant. So you missed the full Niz rant. And if you want to see the fullness of the Niz rants, because they usually happen right at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Definitely going to need to like the Liberty Principle Facebook page. And yes, the page will be linked in the, in the
YouTube. If you're watching this show on YouTube, I don't know why you wouldn't just go to Facebook and like the Liberty Principle page.
Yeah, just
why would you not do that? Just do
it. Watch it live. Then you don't have to wait. Like, and actually, the nighttime show, sometimes it doesn't show up on YouTube until the next morning. Really? So, you know, what the heck?
You're missing out.
You're totally missing out. So before we get started, I want to do a sales pitch. And I just want to let everybody know, I'm wearing this shirt. Now, I literally have show wardrobes. So I have clothes that I only use for shows. And I keep them on a rack right in my studio here. And I never wear them anywhere else because I'm a mess. I will
keep
them
in Baghdad.
Right. So I just only use them for shows. So I don't want you to think I'm wearing this shirt all these days in a row. I only wear the shirt during the show. Then I take it off and I put it on the rack. But this shirt that I'm wearing, this is going to be the new Monday show. I'm going to stand up. You won't hear me for a second. Niz, can you read what my shirt says?
I'll try my best. It says, I'd rather face the danger of a madman with a gun than empower the state to define what a madman is.
Yeah, that's my saying. That's Bodhi's design. Bodhi Gogora is the host on Is Daily Tuesday, and he's selling these shirts. So go to agora.threadless.com. I don't pay my co-hosts, so this is the only way that I can pay them is by hawking their wares. Niz doesn't have any wares to hawk, so
I don't do any wares.
You have no wares. You don't do wares.
I have no wares to hawk.
You just right. You mess around with electronics, right?
Yeah. I like to take apart Windows.
He tinkers.
I like to take apart Windows and poke around with Linux and play with Mac OS.
He's a tinkerer. That's all he is. But your rant in the beginning is going to be somewhat related to our first story. I can't promise how many stories we're going to get to today. Again, I'm not saying that we won't get to all the stories scheduled, but it's possible that we'll spend the whole show talking about this story. So our first segment is called Newsfire. I'm going to go ahead and play the bump. It may be the only bump I play for the entire show.
What are the big stories, the big headlines everyone else is focused on? And what, if anything, can we, who pursue the power to act without threat or action of physical force, learn from these stories? This is Newsfire, where we set your news on fire.
You know, I know I have that little hook, Newsfire, set your news on fire. But I got to say, man, last few times, there's no setting that news on fire. It's
fine. It was a dumpster fire coming in. Yeah,
it's a dumpster fire. There's it's not much of an effort. It's kind of like you walk into the middle of a raging inferno and you throw a match. I think that's what we're dealing with here. So I'm assuming that you looked over the show notes very carefully and you've got copious research on the topic and you got stuff nailed down. You got this, right? Because I can kick back. I'll give you this part.
Listen,
and
You
got this.
And Alex, I watched an InfoWars video. That's what I did.
I watched an Alex Jones video. Is he still around?
Yes. Yeah. Alex Jones is still around. He's still kicking.
By the way, I don't want to give it away, but I guess I will. Your moment of lulls tomorrow. Hopefully I'll write something funny. I haven't written anything yet. but your moment of lows on headlines you may have missed tomorrow, it's going to be about Alex Jones getting sued by Pepe the Frog. Yeah, that's the story that's going to be on tomorrow. Anyway.
Oh gosh. I've been thinking lately. I wouldn't mind working for InfoWars. I would work for them.
This is the part of the show where I say, we've lost Niz. We've lost Niz.
I would. Come on.
This is like after Daytona, 2001 Daytona, when
he's hit the wall.
Yep, he hits the wall. And then I come out, afterwards.
Are you thinking of Talladega Nights?
Niz has been in the Facebook
hospital. Help me, Tom Cruise. Help me, Oprah Winfrey. And here's Paul running down the side of the racetrack. Somebody help him. Don't let the invisible fire burn my friend.
And then I come out, and I have to break it. The racing community. Oh, God. The political awesome. Trolling community has lost one of the great ones today. We've lost Niz.
Awesome.
lost him to the frog man, the gay frog man.
To the frog man.
Alex Jones. Yes, sir. So, do you want to start this story? How do you want to do this?
I'll just roll right into it, man. I'll just bring it right up, I'll just bring it right up and we'll go from there, okay?
This is a Niz story. I picked this story for you. This is just like, I set it up. It's like I'm throwing. You're in the major leagues, and I got up there, and I'm slow pitching you. Okay,
I'm slow pitching. He brings out the tea. You.
Yeah,
he brings out the tea for me.
Yes,
here you go.
This is your story, infield man.
All moves in. They all move in close.
Yeah. Right.
Oh so, God.
Oh no, they didn't move on all close. They moved out further that way. You could be sure if you hit it, you're getting on base at least.
right.
You're getting on base. This is
I'm
going to
at least get first.
Right.
Oh, gosh. So there is all this craziness that's happening right now in social media. And this is one of the things that we were talking about right in the beginning of the show, because I have lost the ability to tag people and pages on Facebook. I'm getting slapped on the wrist by Zuck currently. And so this kind of all ties into that. There's a lot of censorship running around right now on the web. We see it really heavily on Twitter, and it's starting to move into Facebook. I know that just over this last week, I've been hearing some rumors about posts on Facebook that may have images of firearms, and mentions of the NRA are being flagged as spam. They're making it very, very difficult for people to get the any type of opposing view or dissenting opinion out. It's gone as far as, I think, YouTube hired what? 10,000? 10,000
people? An army of
ADL agents.
Professional, objective moderators to assure that when you go on YouTube that you do not confront opinions or views which could be deemed to be dangerous and or offensive to a certain political ideology.
Right. See, that was what I was going to say. The only problem with that is the people that are deeming these things offensive or dangerous are wearing the old hammer.
I think the problem is that nobody has figured out that maybe build platforms that people can self-censor, like they can choose. If you don't like it, block it. Like, let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, why hasn't anybody done something like let me block a certain tag? So any videos that are tagged with a certain word. Oh my God, I can't even.
And
believe
the other
I'm
weird
saying
thing
this.
Is you can.
I can't even believe these things are coming out of my mouth. Any video with a certain word, let me block it because I don't want to see that word.
But the problem is, if you block a word, it's kind of like. You could be writing a story about the alt-right that's not favorable to the alt-right, and you decide to block the word alt-right.
That's like the gay cakes. It's like the gay cakes. This is the same conundrum that's happening right now with the – look, man, like what was it? What was it just a few years ago or something? You had the whole just bake the cake. And right. Now all that stuff is coming back to bite them in the ass now because they're, well, Dick's isn't selling, going to sell guns to anybody under 21. And Walmart jumps on the bandwagon and says, hey, neither are we. And now you have this, 20-year-old kid, the lawsuit coming out now. So this shit's going to come back and bite them in the ass again. Good. Let's do that.
Are we do talking it. About the Dick's thing? Are we going to get into that?
Do it. You are what you eat, Paul. You are what you eat.
I'm staying away from Dick's. I'm just saying that. I probably said that sentence in so many ways throughout my life, but
I took it in a different way than you said it. I can tell you this right now. I am staying away from Dick's.
Right. I'm not letting Dick's in my life anymore.
Right. I said, you know what I said with that crap, man, is that no respectable sportsman buys their hunting or sporting goods equipment from Dick's. Dick's is where, you know, the limp-wristed soy latte drinking soy boy goes to buy his freaking yoga pants or to buy a pair of running shoes for his wife's boyfriend.
I've bought soccer gear at Dick's for my daughter, and I've bought, not that I have any use for this anymore because of the boating accident, but when I had an AR-15, I did buy, whenever they would have boxes of, ammo boxes. They look like ammo boxes of 5.56 ammo for sale. Sometimes you get it. I'm trying to remember. How many rounds is it? 120? Can't remember. I'm way off. But it's usually like $85 or $90, and sometimes you get it on sale for $60. And me and Professor Rambo, who lives near me, whenever we would see that sale, $60 sale, we would ping each other and we'd run over to Dick's and pick up a few, you know, just for fun, you know, just a little planking, that's all. Those are the days. That's when I was a gun owner, but then the boating accident. And now all I have is this T-shirt, literally. All I have is this T-shirt.
Right, right. If leftists had their way, all you're going to have is that T-shirt. Well, and even then, you might be banned from wearing that in public. That seems to be the trend that's going on here.
How do you think people would... Now, I told you guys in the beginning of the show, this is a show shirt, so I'm not necessarily going to be wearing it outside. It's not that I have any problem wearing this outside. It's just, like I told you, I don't wear my show clothes outside because I'm messy. I'll destroy them. I'll have to buy new show clothes, and I don't want to do that. So, but still, maybe down the road, I should get another one so I can wear it. And
you know,
not worry about what happens.
I had a great shirt. We actually made them a while back when I was doing another project. We'd made a few runs of shirts. We were going to this is back in the protesting days. We were going to DC, and there were several other groups that were converging in DC. So we wanted to do a little bit of promo. So we made a bunch of shirts, and we were handing them out for free. And man, I wish I still had that shirt. It was so awesome. The one of the shirts that we made, it had the Glock logo on it, and it said "Suck my Glock." It was
I said that just as my mom. My mom literally appeared. She is watching the show now.
Sorry about that.
That's my the kind of thing. Show. No,
it was a great really shirt. Cares. That was a great shirt.
We should get to the story, though. Let's get
we
to
really
the story.
Should. So this past week, there has been, well, really this past month, really this past year, there's been some crazy stuff going on in social media with conservative voices being squelched and silenced. Really, I shouldn't say conservative. I say conservative because that's what I've been seeing in the mainstream media for the last like 3 days as I was paying attention to all this stuff going on. But really, it's anybody.
It's way beyond conservative.
Right. It's anybody who's not a goose-stepping freaking communist.
Anybody who's not left to Stalin, basically.
Pretty much. Is being silenced, shut down, Twitter accounts being banned. People are being accused of being Russian bots. After this whole thing happened in Florida, there was a whole run. I mean, it was crazy with Twitter. And, basically anybody who had shared a pro-Second Amendment or pro-firearm hashtag was labeled as a Russian bot. It was freaking nuts. Accounts were getting shut down left and right. Same thing now has been happening on YouTube, and now moving over into Facebook. Some notable people got shut down. John Corsi had his channel removed from YouTube. It's back up. It's back up now. Google, I guess, came out and said that there were rogue employees that were deleting accounts.
This 10,000 member army that they hired that the people that they hired, they don't get me wrong. Google would push as far as Google could push, but Google still understands to a certain degree that it does have some bottom line issues to pay attention to. So it doesn't want to completely alienate a huge swath of the market. It wants to throttle them, but it doesn't want to totally alienate them. And the 10,000 came in, you know, the 10,000 immortals of Google, if you will.
Yeah, right.
And they're just like, I'll put Google. This head, I'll put that head, I'll put that head, I'll put that head. You're like, dude, right. That's going to hurt ad revenue, you numb. Never mind, I won't say the rest of that.
Your mom is watching.
My mother is listening. My mother is listening right now. She joined, by the way, she didn't comment, she just joined. By the way, if anybody wants to know, if you're looking in the thread, my mom is Kim Myers. That's right. So say hi to my mom. Everybody say hi to Kim. Everybody just say hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Hey, speaking of that, call-in line is also open, 903-218-2081. If you've got something to say, give us a call.
Yeah, but
we may like it. We may shut you down.
Because if my mom calls in, she's not going to participate in the show. She's going to say, what are you visiting? Like, mom, this is a show that's going on right now. So don't do that. Don't do that, man. I will hang up. I will hang up on you. I will do it. Wow, I said that in public. And we haven't even gotten to the meat of the story yet. We're just kind of setting it up. Like, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on. We haven't even gotten to the real juicy part here. Do you want to continue?
To the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, get to the meats and the potatoes.
To the meats.
This is why the show is called what it's called, this episode. What the freak is the name of this episode? Can't remember. Like, this is what... Oh, yeah. Ready?
We're off to a great start.
I know. Hate speech high priests of big social. Nobody expects the ADL. And, of course, you've got the... I'm gonna go to it, show you that. See that graphic there, man? You get it. You guys get it, right? You see the Monty Python version of the Spanish Inquisition. Instead of crosses on their necks, they have ADL logo. Come on, guys. Do I have to spell this out for you? Come on. You get this, right? You get this. I mean, seriously. I worked for 3 minutes on this. 3 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm gonna go right to it, okay? I'm going to go right to it. Now, if you wanna do your bit, you could do your bit, but I'm jumping right
in. I have to interrupt you for a second. I have an emergency intervention that has to take place. Sarah Franklin and Sarah's she's involved in the page here, Liberty Principle page. I'll just say that. Sarah has I mean I can't ban you from this page, Sarah.
Shots have been fired.
I don't know. She says, hi, Mom. And then she says, get after Paul and teach him how to fry bacon. That is inappropriate. Sarah, I know how to fry bacon. I learned how to fry bacon when I was 2. Because when I was 2, it tasted good because I had no taste buds. But then after I matured, after I grew older, I learned that there was another way to prepare your bacon. It's baking bacon. Now, in all honesty, I do want to say that the most glorious, awesome way to prepare your bacon is to grill it. But outside of that, baking bacon, far superior to frying. And for Sarah to show up on our show thread with that fried bacon commie propaganda, it's indecent. It's unseemly. It's beyond the pale, Sarah. It's beyond the pale. Anyway, I'm sorry. That had to be done. Go ahead.
That needed to be addressed.
Yes.
It was imperative.
Yes.
So, as I was saying,
Sorry.
If you want to, you have your bit here that you did on IS Daily. If you want to get into that.
You mean IS Daily? This is the show is IS Daily. The shite is I State. Come on, let's get this
right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's get this right.
Well, I'm looking at it on the top here, and it says IS Daily.
No, that's advertising for the shows. You see that? That's advertising for the shows.
I know now.
IS Daily iCast.
Listen, I'm frazzled. Microsoft has me frazzled today.
Right. So this is on iStake.tv. So I'm not going to read entirely what I wrote, but if you really want to protect free speech, folks, see, what you need to do here, it's a very simple thing. What you do is you hire the anti-free speech progressive agitprop organization that regularly uses the racist card to attack anyone that isn't left of Stalin. And that organization, by the way, would be the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which, by the way, is oppositionally named. Now, the ones hiring the ADL are the two social media platforms. I actually didn't write it here, but it's Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Twitter. Now, remember, like we said, you know, with the Google's, 10,000 Google immortals, these folks may not have a good marketing sense, because I'm thinking perhaps they imagine that race-baiting, man-hating, Christian-bashing, free-market-fearing Marxists are the new normal. And I'm thinking that they might be in for a surprise. I'm not saying that there isn't a large market for that, sadly, but it's going to lop off a really significant market as well. And by the way, just as an editor's note, oppositionally is not actually a real word until now. And just deal with it.
Get Webster on the phone.
Talking to you. Oh, anyway, there you go. That's my spiel. That's my okay. thing, man.
So the meat and potatoes of this is this, and this is from Breitbart. The Anti-Defamation League has stated that social media companies, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, may use the group's online hate index to detect hate speech. And I'll put that in air quotes.
Hate speech.
On their platforms. The ADL published a video on their YouTube page recently outlining the use of their new online hate index. Video features Britton Heller, the director of the ADL Center for Technology and Society. Heller explains the goal of the new index is to help tech platforms better understand the growing amount of hate on social media and use that information to address the problem. The index will reportedly use machine learning, artificial intelligence, and social science to identify trend and patterns in the so-called hate speech.
Oh, by the way, social science, another word for social science. Bullshit. Oh, anyway, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. Anyway,
true story. That's a true story, Paul. Hashtag true story. True story.
Hashtag true story.
The ADL claims that their machine learning model can identify hate speech with a 78% to 85% accuracy rate. In the next phase of their project, they'll look at specific targeted populations in a more detailed manner. They'll examine content on multiple social media sites, and they'll identify strategies to deploy the model more broadly. Yay.
I think that's excellent. So far, I'm with you. What's the problem? I can't see that there would be a problem.
Go ahead.
No, go.
The biggest problem that you see here is the limiting of a dissenting opinion. And what's going to happen is that as this spreads and grows, the same thing that's happened to the mainstream media is now going to happen to social media. That's what's going to happen. You are going to have these gatekeepers that very, very tightly control the narrative and try to use their influence to trick you into believing that you're in this almost non-existing minority so that they can control the narrative. It's 1984-ish. It truly is.
I'm going to say ish, but yeah, it's kind of moving in that camp. It's I don't want to quote Jordan Peterson. I'm sick of hearing his name.
Do it.
I like the guy, but man, I am so sick of See, I don't agree with everything he says, but I do like him all in all. But man, am I getting sick. And here I am, I'm mentioning his name, but I can't help it. That Kathy Newman moment when she's like, so you know, what do you say to the trans person? When you're talking to the trans person and you're saying things to the trans person that offends the trans person, do you think that's acceptable? Do you think that should be protected speech? I'm paraphrasing her terribly. And his answer was, well, it's what you're doing right now. And then she had that moment.
Yeah. Does that compute?
Yeah.
Error.
Go ahead. You know, I'm not going to say what's going to happen, but I think in part what may very well happen, it's kind of already happening. I'm by the way, I'm over at MeWe.com. I'm getting used to it, and I had an account 2 years ago. I never did anything with it, but now a few of my friends are on MeWe, so now I'm joining. And MeWe's just one of the alternatives out there. There's MeWe, there's Gab.
Whatever happened to that other one?
Which
one? Whatever happened to that other one? I can't remember the name of it. That's why I'm saying I'm calling it that other one.
I don't know that other one. There's a lot platform. Of that other ones that have come.
No, there was a social media platform that was supposed to compete directly with Facebook.
Are you thinking of Steemit?
No, it wasn't like that.
Steemit is alive and well. There's another one. Actually, Steemit is a blockchain platform, and you can actually earn money on Steemit. And that used to
didn't
be
it
really
start with an E or something, didn't it?
Whatever.
Something like that.
You're going to have all kinds of would-be contenders, and most of them will fail because that's what always happens. Some of them will stick. So I think that what you may end up seeing is the social media world will start to divide itself. And so, you know, Facebook will be significantly reduced. It'll be a place for normies. It'll be Normie Town. Yes, Normie Town is what Facebook will be. YouTube will be Normie Town. Yes, you look at YouTube trending stuff.
LO, that's the name.
LO? I don't even remember
whatever
that.
Happened to that?
I don't know. I don't remember. Caleb says,
like, I never even heard of it.
And right, Caleb. Nobody is saying that the private companies don't have every right to dictate their own policy. But and ultimately, they do have a business, or they can run their business as they like. I think if they keep going down this path, that their business is going to have some problems in it. They're going to have a reduced business, let's just say. I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. And see what's happening. Like the conservatives, what is their reaction to this? This really shows, like, deep down, conservatives aren't all that different from progressives. What do the conservatives want to do? Rather than, hey, let's champion and high, I'm not saying all conservatives, but an alarming number of them. Let's champion, let's highlight, let's hold up the alternative social media platforms where folks can go and not have to worry about their content getting taken down or shadow banned or whatever else, you know, in one way, shape, or form, having it limited. Well,
right, they want and right now you're seeing a lot of conservatives want the government to step in.
Yes, what do they want the government to do? They want the government to treat Facebook like it's and Twitter and YouTube like you know, use antitrust laws to bust them up because they're a monopoly. And then on the other side, you have them saying, well, they're really a public utility, so that they should be regulated. These are freaking conservatives. And what they're really showing is most people who have accepted the coercive enterprise model, the paradigm, they essentially want to use coercive force to protect them from competition. And so the progressives outcompeted you in the social media world. And and at this point, yeah, they're getting help from the government. I'm giving away all my stories I'm doing tomorrow. That's stupid. Well, I'm doing it. One of the stories that I'm going to be covering is Google is helping the Defense Department with its drone AI so that it can more effectively track people and, of course, kill them.
Yay!
That's what Google's doing. They're totally in bed with the government at this point. But they weren't in the beginning. They weren't in the beginning, and they outperformed you. In the market, they outperformed you. And your answer is to call on the government because they beat you. Well, don't do that.
Yeah, and here's my question is, where is all of the and I'm going to lump everyone that's to the right of Stalin under the broad banner of conservative. So forgive me if you get offended at that and you need a safe space or something like that, but that's what I'm going to do.
What did you say?
For the sake of argument.
No. I want to hear what you just said. I want to take it in. I want to face the horror straight on. All right. Go ahead.
Take it in and face the horror straight on. Just for the sake of this conversation and what I'm about to say, I'm going to lump in everyone to the right of Joseph Stalin under the banner of conservative. Okay, just for this argument. So if you get triggered and you need a safe space, take a breather.
Ty Agananda Swaraj is watching. I'm looking at you, Ty. Okay.
Take a breather and just relax for a moment, okay? And hear my question. Where is all of the money on that side? Where is it? What is everyone doing? Why doesn't someone put some money into developing some actual platforms that could compete? Where is everyone? I mean, I know people are going to say, well, there's things like Steemit and there's things like DTube and that are, I guess you can sort of say competing, but they're not even close to being on the same.
Well, they're not right now.
On the same level.
They're not right now, but they're bigger than they were a year ago. They're bigger than they were 6 months ago.
So Zello.
I don't know.
Exactly. That is my point. Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, but
exactly.
your point is like, you don't know where this is going to play out. What's going to happen at what you know, if you follow the Pareto principle, which is that, essentially 20% end up producing 80%, but there's another part of the Pareto principle that has to do with the square roots, which I can't remember. But in essence, the Pareto principle shows that wherever there is any sort of competitiveness in sports, in business, whatever it is, there's always this imbalance. This a small number excels far more than the other. So what you're seeing right now is you're seeing a whole bunch of contenders that are trying to compete for a new marketplace that is emerging, a marketplace that Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are creating. They're creating the marketplace by isolating a huge market, which is that's fine. That's their right. And so you're going to see a lot of folks that are going to go out there, and it's going to take a while. But after a while, you're going to start to see a small number, fewer and fewer, until you get like, you know, one, two, or three major alternative contenders to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And I don't have a doubt that it's going to happen. And Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube will be significantly diminished from what they are. I don't know the degree to which they are, but I will say, I want to go back to your point where you're asking, where's the money from the conservatives? Here's the dirty little secret. I think I'm right about this. Leftists are better entrepreneurs, and they make a lot more money than conservatives do. Conservatives are good with legacy. And progressives are good with innovation. And we live at a time where the most successful companies are the ones that are the innovators, the leaders. And so that totally favors the progressive mindset. And they have far more money than the conservatives do. That's my belief. That's why you're not seeing all the money out there that the progressives have. Because the conservatives don't have it. And a lot of the ones that do have it, They're kind of stuck in a lot of this legacy stuff, and they don't want to move their money around. So that's, you know, it's just a dirty, I'll say a dirty truth, I'll call it that, I'll characterize it as that, that, see, the thing with progressivism is, even though what you see today is hardly liberal, it's hardly open-minded, the folks that had that mindset that were in that, that still identify as progressive, that are still following along, that I don't think they've quite got the memo that progressivism is now the new conservatism. Progressives are the conservatives now. They're the ones that are ossified. They're the ones that are holding on to legacy. They're the ones that want very rigid morality controls across the board on many areas. You had Shannon Watt recently characterize pro-gun as being a part of white privilege. I mean, that is like right-wing Christian conservative high-handed oppressive moralism coming from the progressives. They are the new conservatives, but the progressive innovators, the tech leaders, I don't think they've quite caught on. I think in time they will, but I don't think that the conservatives are giving them an alternative, because the conservatives,
well, they're so confused. That's why they're confused.
New has to emerge.
I can make it really, really easy. I can make it really easy for the right to understand what's going on here. Okay. It goes like this. Facebook is the baker and doesn't want to bake your cake. They don't want to bake your cake. And this whole time, for 2 years, you've been saying, well, the baker doesn't want to bake your cake, just go find a different baker. Go find a different baker.
Yeah.
They don't want to. Facebook doesn't want to bake your cake, bro.
Facebook doesn't want to bake your cake. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with dicks not selling to 18-year-olds. I'm okay
with... Right, because you are what you eat.
Wow. Well, I'm not dicks then.
Yeah, but they are.
I could have said something there, but at the same hand, I have to say that I'm not completely against the people bringing lawsuits against dicks. Not that I mean, I believe in free association, so, you know, I can't say I'm against or for it. I'll just say that I enjoy it. There. I'm neither against it or for it. I am just enjoying the high priests of morality being held up by their own standards. You know, that's one of Alinsky's rules. Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. By the way, if you haven't read Rules for Radicals and really understood his 12 rules, right. Oh, yeah, you should definitely get them rules down, because, yeah, they'll really help you. I was an Alinsky fan even when I was a conservative. I was one of the few conservatives who didn't see Alinsky as being just some socialist Marxist commie. He had practical rules that really helped. But one of his rules is make the enemy live by their own rules. And that's what
they get hoisted by their own petard.
Yes. The petard comes in again.
Right. It's all about the petard.
And just so you know, a petard was a sticky bomb. And I used to think for years that a petard was a lance, and that it was, you know, you'd get hoisted on your own lance. And I had an argument with someone like, no, that's not what it is. And I was like, yeah, that's what it is. No. I was really mad, really upset. And then brought out the documentation that shows that it's essentially a sticky bomb that they would try to stick on the walls of castles. And sometimes you would get stuck on that petard and you would get blown up.
You'd get hoisted by your own petard.
What's that?
That and therefore you are hoisted by your own petard.
Yeah, hoisted way high on your own petard. And so from that angle, I understand. You know what? I'm probably going to go into a long rant here, so go ahead. What were you going to say?
Go ahead. Do your rant.
Okay.
I'm ready for it. I'm prepped.
So when people like me, people who we fundamentally reject the coercive enterprise model, we're looking from the outside in, and we see that progressives and conservatives, they don't live up to their own standards. They don't follow their own rules. And, you know, we're always quick to say, dude, look at them hypocrites, man. And I'm going to tell you that they are not hypocrites. Not a one of them. Not a one of them. The progressives that are calling for the Christian to bake the damn cake, while at the same hand they'll defend the quote-unquote right for the gun stores to turn away people that are, I mean, dude, you didn't choose to be 18. You didn't. You were born, and now you're 18. It's like you're biologically 18. You can't do anything about it, dude. That's like, that's the argument for the gay thing, you know. You're biologically gay. You can't do anything about it. So they're still not being hypocrites, because I think at a, for some of them at a high, you know, some of the more self-aware among the progressives and the conservatives, you know, Alinsky was highly self-aware. He understood the brutality of the game that was being played. I mean, this is a political game. And when I say a political game, this is an effort to marshal your resources in such a way that your team is the one that has its fingers on the government guns pointed at the other team. And you understand it, and you understand that it's a ruthless war. And as the government guns are given more places to point, then the stakes get higher and higher. So you see more ruthless efforts being put forward. So the conservatives, for them to come out, like, you know, they're going out against the gay marriage thing, and now all of a sudden they're suing this gun store for doing basically what they say Christian beggars can do. They're not being hypocritical. They're acting within the reality of power. They are forcing their enemy to have to live by the same rules. They are playing, I'd say, a social influence game. They're trying to turn the social tide against the progressives. They're trying to make them the bad guys. That's what they're all doing. They're all doing it all the time now. Everybody's trying to paint the other guy as being the bad guy, and they'll do whatever it takes to do this. So underlying everything is, I want to be in the tribe that has the guns. And so that's the true underlying principle that these guys are following. And they're not inconsistent. Everything else is just window dressing. It's just a show. It's just pretty words designed to help them feel better about the ruthless decisions that they're trying to make that affect other people. There, that's my rant.
Well, right, and your rant is spot on. I mean, it's exactly what's happening. No one is taking into consideration the fact that the precedent that you set today. Okay, so you know, let's take the, you know, the conservative stance on this, and you know, let's say that you're successful in forcing Dick's and Walmart to sell firearms to people who are under 21. You're successful at that. You turn around now, and over the course of the next 4 years, you petition government to come in and make Facebook give Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter give everyone, you know, their equal say on these private platforms. Those precedents are set, but you're not going to be in control of those precedents forever. What happens when the tables are turned? And now you're the one that's staring down the barrel of that gun.
But you know that if you don't take this opportunity to be the one that controls it now, it's not going to stop the other side from doing it anyway. You're not setting a precedent. The real precedent being set here is the degree to which the government guns are given social approval to be pointed at other people. The more social approval allows for government guns to be pointed at people, the more desperate the struggle to be the ones behind those government guns. So that's the precedent. There's no precedent being set.
Well, you just said the same thing that I just said.
No, I didn't.
You said the same thing that I said.
No, what you were talking about was you're setting some sort of, you know, that this was, oh, well, maybe not. Hold on. So
no, it's the exact same thing, man. I mean, if you're saying that Dix has to, you're going to use the government, you're going to use government force to coerce Dix into selling guns to people they don't want to sell guns to. There is no difference between that and the cake. There's no difference, man. It's the same thing. And although you might have control of that power right now, you might be the one in control as a conservative saying Dix has to do this. But 4 years from now, 5 years from now, that might not be the case. There might be the other guy now that has control of that power that you just created and okayed and put your stamp on. You're not going to have control over that the entire time.
Well, I think this is
just like the argument I just saw on the Trump Revolution page after all that stuff with the take the guns first, due process second, and everybody. Well, I don't think Trump wants to take whether he wants to take guns off you or not is irrelevant, because once that precedent is set, that power is there and it's up for grabs, and he might not want to do it, but the next guy might, and he might want to. Who knows? You know.
In this case,
you can't really tell.
In this case, though, I mean, if you really want to break it down to the ruthless level, what you're really talking about is government gun pointing territory, and that government gun pointing territory has been established long ago. I mean, certainly the 1968 Civil Rights Act. I mean, that's a dare you stand up and say the Civil Rights Act was an abomination? Of course, you can't say that, because that means, of course, that means you're for racism, right? But what was the Civil Rights Act? The Civil Rights Act was a fundamental violation of the so-called right to free association. Nobody seemed to have a problem with it, because there was this huge social shaming surrounding it. And it was like, the only way to combat racism is basically to surrender your right to free association. I mean, never mind that I personally have no desire to form associations that are based on race. I don't. And I don't really have a lot to say to people that's how they want to form their associations. That's not my cup of tea, let's just say. But for me to stand up and say the Civil Rights Act is a violation of the free association so-called right that we have in the Bill of Rights, well, I'm a racist. I risk facing tremendous social shaming standing up and saying that. The social reality is that, and maybe it happened sooner, I don't know, but certainly in 1968, the social reality was that the government guns had most assuredly been given the territory in free association. Government guns can now point at people who don't associate with people that they want you to associate with. That precedent was set so long ago, that allowance was given so long ago. I mean, the bake the cake thing is just, you know, it's an expansion of that, but it's not a great leap, really. It really isn't a great leap, and so the conservatives are acting well within that parameter, which, I mean, they're perpetuating a belief. They're perpetuating an expression of power by the coercive enterprise that fundamentally goes against what they say or their core principles, which they're not. Their core principles are not individualism. Their core principles are not the Constitution. Their core principles, they have certain ways that they want things to be, and they're willing to use government guns to assure that those ways stay the way that they are. And the progressives, it's the same thing. They have certain things that they just think should be a certain way, and they want to have the government guns to assure that's the way things are. That's it. It's just ruthless, bloody. It's a bloody war for government guns. And it's a bloody war, by the way, in which 90%+ of the ones that are fighting are irrelevant. Their relevance only comes in the form of the overall social allowance given to the government guns being pointed in the first place. But the decision about where the guns are going to be pointed, yeah, that's That's not something you're actually deciding. Go ahead and vote. That's why I say voting is not violent, because voting doesn't really change anything. There's so much going on behind the scenes that you have no power over, no control over. So 90% of the people fighting, they're like kabuki theater, fake wrestling. And they don't even know it. And they're all impassioned and they're fighting each other to the death. But at the end of the day, you know, why are you seeing, for instance, you know, all these kids that are showing up for all these protests, you know, these public schools are sending your children out to protest your ability to have basic tools of self-defense. That's what they're doing. And the world is not in an uproar over that. There have been decisions made in very high places that are allowing this to happen. Not only allowing this, that are orchestrating this. This isn't spontaneous, folks. This is a decision that was made from on high. And these kids going out, they're just puppets. They're just little baby trolls being pushed out of the crib and into cannon the protest fodder. Street. No idea what the heck they're doing.
Right. They're cannon fodder. Idea.
Not that some of them do have an idea, but you know, 99% of them don't. So, you know, I'm trying myself not to get so wrapped up in the 90%, although it's difficult. Because it's difficult realizing that I'm surrounded by this 90% that is still believing that they can influence where the guns are pointed. Nobody's bothering to stop and ask, what the, I'm going to say a word here. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I need to say it. Why the fuck are you pointing guns at people in the first place? They're not doing that. I mean, that's the fundamental question that's not being asked. Instead, it's always, well, the gun should be pointed over here. No, the gun should be pointed over here. That's, I mean, where do you stand in there? Where do you stand in that? Are you, I'm asking you specifically, Niz, are you standing up and saying, I think the gun should be pointed over here?
No, absolutely not. With any of these things, you know, what should emerge from any of these things are alternatives. That's what should emerge from this. I mean, it, just take, you know, I keep wanting to go back to this Dix nonsense.
You keep wanting to go back to Dix.
I keep wanting to go back to Dix.
That's a joke that's never going to die.
I do. That'll be a clip. That'll be a clip for sure.
Oh, that'll be a clip. That could be a promo. Loop.
That could be a promo.
Yeah.
Niz Daily. Join us for Niz, who wants to go back to Dix.
just wants to go back to Dix.
He needs an intervention. Anyway. But, I mean, just keep going back to that example. You know, so what? So they don't want to. Don't buy your guns there. Don't buy your ammunition there. If you have a problem with it, stop patronizing them. Go give your money to someone.
Which I've done.
Right, exactly. That's this is what you do. It will no longer be profitable for them to sell, you know, a certain portion of their products, and you have the added benefit now of bolstering another business. Simple.
Yeah.
Drive the extra mile, go to Cabela's.
Yeah, simple. Easy peasy, man. And actually, Cabela's is about 45 minutes away from me, and I do drive there, and I'll drive there again. Actually, Cabela's
right.
is really cool. It's really
right. Amazing. It's the same thing with Facebook. I mean, if you're having issues, if Facebook and YouTube, look, since YouTube has gone on this rampage of shutting people down, okay, I had my page demonetized, and since I've had my page demonetized, I have
your YouTube channel.
Yes, my YouTube channel. I'm sorry. Yeah, I've had my YouTube channel demonetized. And since I've had my YouTube channel demonetized, I don't upload stuff anymore to YouTube. I'm done with YouTube. Done with them.
I still upload to YouTube. I'm not done with YouTube.
I'm done with YouTube. Done with it. I'm not going to upload this stuff. If that's the way they want to treat me as someone who I'm making money for you. I'm making money for them. I'm making money. Whether or not my videos are monetized, they're still showing ads. And I know they're showing ads right. because if I'm not signed in on my account and I go to my videos, I get served ads. They are still making money. What they're saying is I don't want to pay you for your content. That's I'm still going to make money off your content, but I'm not going to pay you for your content. So if that's the way you want to treat me, screw you, bro. I'm not giving you any more content. I'm going to go find a different outlet. I'm going to go find someplace else. I'm going to put my content there. Now, what I've been working on lately is getting my ducks in a row so that I can put up my own page and put my own content on my own page. And then YouTube can really suck the egg because then I'm going to pull down everything that's off there. That YouTube channel, whew, gone, dude. Not playing that game anymore.
Yeah, Is Daily still posts on YouTube? You're part of a show that's on YouTube, and it'll continue to be for the foreseeable future. I see usefulness in YouTube. I see an app opportunity. I don't get a lot of views on YouTube.
For how long?
One of the reasons is I don't know for how long, but
For how long?
I
You've got 10,000 soldiers. You've got 10,000 social justice warriors gunning for you right now.
I mean, it could be shut down any minute. I know that. But one thing that has changed is there was a time where I was actually building my YouTube, where I was starting to get more views. I was working more on it. Now all I do is I post it there. And the reason I posted it there is because I know there are some people that listen to the show that they like listening on YouTube. So it's not much of a struggle for me. I find a lot of reasons to still post to YouTube, but YouTube is not part of my major plan of action anymore at all. Neither is Facebook, for that matter. I mean, I still use Facebook way more than I probably will 6 months from now. I've been working on developing ways. Ironically, I used to get a fair amount of traffic from Facebook for my iState site. And since they've made the changes, my Facebook traffic is going down. But I'm getting traffic from, of all things, my Google stuff has improved. And, you know, at this point, I feel like I'm okay pursuing Google. But still, I didn't lose any traffic to my site in the long run. As a matter of fact, my traffic, I was about 2,000 visits a day. I'm now about 3,000 visits a day. But it used to be like, of the 2,000 visits a day, 1,500 were from Facebook. Now it's like 300. And now I'm getting traffic from Google. I'm getting traffic from Twitter. I'm getting traffic from multiple sources. But that's what people are going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Facebook and YouTube are no longer a big part of my strategy. I'm just now starting to explore alternative sites and figuring out other ways to get my content out there, build up my audience. So, yeah, YouTube it's not my future. Absolutely. Unless something changes in the near future, YouTube is not my future. And that's true for a lot of folks. When you look and you see people like, you know, Sargon of Akkad, Dave Rubin, when you see these people that, you know, they're getting hammered by YouTube, whether it's demonetization, whether it's Sargon who lost his YouTube accounts for a period of time. Jordan Peterson once lost his YouTube account. I mean, when you see that and you're like working on, you want to be an up and comer and you're thinking, well, someday you want to build something as big as these guys have. You got to be thinking to yourself, why the hell would I do that? And really, my strategy is, I haven't quite perfected it yet, but my strategy is I want to get more people on the iState site and I want to get more people listening to the audio shows. I'd still do the video shows.
This even goes beyond the realm of political stuff. I mean, I have, as far as YouTube, you know, is concerned, it goes far beyond political. I have several channels that have different types of content. One of those channels is one that I set up for my son, and you know, we were having some fun doing toy reviews and things like that. And now his channel. Previous to all this madness, for about a good year and a half or so, his channel allowed him to, every month or so, have enough money to buy a nice toy. And I'm not talking about like a $10 or $20 toy. I'm talking about something that he's been pining for quite some time. And that allowed him to be able to be able to see how the real world works. I produce something that has value. I get compensated for the value that I create. And then from that value that I create, I can go and get something that I want. And now that's gone. And so we no longer, I mean, we're still making content because eventually we're going to find We're going to find another outlet, be it, you know, whether we decide to, you know, to create a site, a website specifically for him, and allow him to do that, or whatever the case may be, another platform. So we're still making content, but that content is not going on YouTube because I'm not going to let him waste his time. I'm not going to sit back and let him waste his time and not be compensated for what he creates. And then in the meantime, have some third party still compensating off of his content. Not going to do it. It's not just about the political stuff.
Oh, right. And the folks suffering from YouTube and being demonetized, they're not just political folks. There's a lot of folks across a lot of areas that are suffering. I mean, the gun guys, for instance, all the gun guys are definitely being hit. But the thing that what we're talking about here, what Niz and I are talking about, it was really I don't know if I'll just say it was dumb luck. As I'm building stuff, all of a sudden, all these things keep happening that totally, all these strategies that I had keep getting cut down because
foiled
changes.
Foiled again.
Foiled again. All these changes in social media. But my answer throughout all of this has never been, let me call on a government gun. My answer has always been, okay, I got to figure out a different way. And I recognize that these platforms are, you know, I can't say that these platforms are totally private. These platforms are Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. These guys are significantly in bed with the government. So I don't necessarily view them as being a total private platform. There's a lot of internecine nature between them. And, well, not internecine. That would mean they'd be killing each other, brothers killing each other. No, incestuous is what I meant. There's a lot of incestuous relationships there going on. But still, they're largely private business. And even if they were government properties completely, I'm not going to invoke my laws to go after the government because I think that's useless. But my solution has never been to call on the government guns. My solution has been, I'm just going to try something else. And maybe in the end, because of all this, I'll never quite build up the things that I want to build up. I don't know. Maybe that's, and I can accept that. It would be better for me based on how I live my life and the principles that I have, which emerge from my preferences. It would be better for me to basically see myself fail being a content producer than to invoke government guns to assure that I don't fail. I would rather fail than invoke government guns. And
that sounds a lot like the signature on my email, a quote from Sophocles.
Sophocles? But
yes.
Okay. Let's call it
sure,
Sophocles.
Whatever.
It's Sophocles okay. Now.
It is. That's a new name. Deemed. This is what happens when I'm trying to do three things at once.
Right. Then all of a sudden, Sophocles.
What was that goofy?
Sophocles.
What was that thing? You busted my ass for like months on end. I said something real goofy that one time.
Man. Oh, Mames.
You remember what it was? What was it?
Mames.
No, it was Mames. Something else.
That
was a relative of mine. That's the Mames. With the memes.
The Mames, the memes. Right. You actually called the Mames like legit, like
memes.
Yes. Yes. Mames. But anyway, read Sophocles.
Anyway, better to fail with honor and integrity than succeed by fraud and deceit.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, to succeed with fraud and deceit would be for me to undermine the principles that I have that satisfy my core preferences. And in this case, the core preferences I'm talking about is to the best of my ability, I wish to reduce the amount of physical force and threat of physical force in my life. And to that end, I believe that I need to be surrounded by a community that demonstrates a level of trust and integrity and predictability and rejects government guns. So I can't exactly turn to them to succeed because I wouldn't be succeeding. Not in the long run, because I would be basically putting myself, indebting myself to a system that will use force against me. and I'll be empowering it. I don't want to do that. I think we're at the end. That's a good place to wrap this up. Do you have some closing remarks before we punch this puppy in the head?
Shut down the lemonade stand. Plugs, not drugs.
Oh yes. We gotta do plugs and drugs. Oh, we gotta do.
Sounds like fun.
Don't do plugs.
That sounds like a good time to me.
Don't do drugs.
Friday night.
Do plugs, not drugs.
Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Hold on. Because I interrupted you. We got to get this flow. 3, 2, 1.
Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Liberty Radio Network. You can join myself and co-host Matthew Taylor for the Torchwood Report. That is 10 p.m. Eastern on LRN.FM. And you can also join us in our Discord chat, which is always a good time. Last week we didn't have a show, technical difficulties because of the blizzard in Pennsylvania.
Was that last week? Yes.
We didn't have a show Friday night because Matt's power was out. So we didn't have a show. But the week before that, if you were in the Discord chat, you would have been able to witness the libertarian virtue signal getting lit up for me because I said that gender dysphoria is a mental illness, which it is. It is a clinical mental illness.
Just because it's a clinical mental illness. Oppositional defiance disorder is also a clinical disorder. And I consider oppositional defiance disorder a noble endeavor. Okay. But anyway.
You missed the libertarian virtue signal getting lit up in the Discord chat. So if you want to join us, you can join us in the Discord chat. We also have an old school LRC chat. IRC chat on that you can access. I'm tongue tied and twisted.
You know what?
Every which way today.
I now know.
It's because I drank alkaline
chat
water.
Started by Sophocles.
Right. It is. All of this is. I'm going to blame my tongue tied night tonight on the fact that I drank alkaline water today. Have you ever drank alkaline water?
No, sir.
It tastes like Not tears.
Knowingly. It tastes like tears.
Tastes like tears, yeah. I kept telling myself today that I was drinking tears of leftists
tears
all day
of leftists.
Today.
I would have drink right. tears of statists. I'll mix the left and right in.
So, more plugs. Let's continue with the plugs.
Go ahead. More plugs.
Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night Niz live on the Trump Revolution page. So you can join me for that. And that's always a fun time. And, of course, Wednesdays, right here. Same
you
bad time, same
on
bad
Sunday
channel.
Because of the...
Oh, because of a gender reveal party.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
We're having another baby.
Party. I knew it was
there's
a girl.
There's another Niz coming into the world.
You know how I knew it was a girl?
How'd you know?
I could psychedelically, I saw the pink, and I was like,
psychedelically?
Totally confident. I was like, it's a girl. Yes, right. Psychedelically. Yes, exactly.
Right. He took some of that, what's it called?
Some of that alkaline water.
Yeah.
Some of that Sophocles alkaline water. Sophocles ink alkaline
and he had a
water.
A psychedelic experience.
Right.
That led him
psychedelic,
to the conclusion.
Sophocles induced psychedelic. I'm going to get in my plugs. First off, biggest plug here. You need to go to agora.threadless.com, Bodhi Agora. He makes awesome shirts. By the way, if you have a phrase or a concept, share it with Bodhi Agora, a.k.a. Andrew Marich, and he might just design something and sell your shirt. And he did this for me. So this is the shirt. Yes. We've already talked about it. I'd rather face the danger of a madman with a gun than empower the state to define what a madman is. Go to agora.threadless.com, buy that shirt, and we can become T-shirt twins. I know that Sarah has become a T-shirt twin of mine, even though she's a dirty freaking commie bacon fryer. But I'll live with that. And tomorrow on my page, on my Facebook page, Paul Gordon Facebook page. If you look for the profile right now, the current profile has me sitting behind an AR-15, the one that I lost in the boating accident. Be sure you follow that page and or friend request me. By the way, if you do friend request me as a result of hearing one of the shows that I say, go ahead and follow me and or friend request me to hear my shows, send me a message. Let me know that that's how you found me. And I'll be on tomorrow for headlines you may have missed. I already have the stories picked for tomorrow. I haven't written them yet, but I do have them picked, and I kind of hinted at what a couple of them are going to be. And then tomorrow night, Lou Sander of the Freedom Fiends will be joining me for Is Daily Thursday. Haven't picked the stories for that yet, so I don't know what it'll be about. And go to freedomfiends.com and look for a show called The Reality of Power. And that show, I'm on with Lou, as a matter of fact. So be sure to check that out. There you go. There are my plugs. Thank you, everybody who joined us, especially the folks that took the time to comment. Oh, even Larry. Thanks for commenting, Larry. Even though, Larry, you are...
I've unblocked Larry, by the way.
Oh, you have?
Larry, you are unblocked. You are unblocked.
You are unblocked, Larry, but yes. You're still a hideous human being. thank everybody else that joined us here today, including Tagananda Swaraj, Caleb Bader, and Jacob LaBelle, and that's all I'll mention right now. I don't think I'm allowed to mention anybody else. I think there's been some sort of security issue there regarding that, so I won't go into that. Anyway, thank you everybody for joining us here tonight on Is Daily Tuesday. I suspected we were only going to cover this one story, so did Niz, and sure enough, that's what happened. I think that's going to happen a lot, as a matter of fact. Might even happen tomorrow. It happened last Thursday, so hey, probably happen again. Anyway, you want to say goodnight to everybody? Want to say goodbye to the studio audience?
Goodnight, everybody.
There you
go. Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and have a great rest of your evening. And be sure to go to iState.tv and check out all the news articles there, especially if you don't want to be totally overwhelmed with fear porn. Now with 30% less fear porn. Goodnight.